Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful host coming up real soon, ladies and gentlemen, Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. And you got to believe in our Father, ladies and gentlemen. You got to believe in the Son and the Holy Ghost. Let's give them some praise before we get started. Woo! Yeah, you got to believe. What a wonderful song. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to give you the number to type into. We wanted you to tweet it out, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all points north on social media. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Henderson is coming on soon. The number, 347-843-4559. If you're not driving or flying your Learjet, ladies and gentlemen, or driving your Bentley, we want you to pull over and put that number out there, 347-843-4559. One more time, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, I want to encourage everybody to get their Bibles out, get ready to take some great notes as well, ladies and gentlemen, on the word coming forth tonight from the awesome and wonderful Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour, and we're excited about you. We're going to go ahead and open up her mic, ladies and gentlemen, but let's put your hands together for Dr. Henderson as we bring her on. God bless you.
Out there, you're ready, your land. Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. I'm so glad to be before you guys on tonight. Live. Amen. Praise God. Because I know that you all have been getting a rebroadcast for the last almost month now, but I thank God for those of you who have tuned in for the rebroadcast. I'm telling you, the word of God never goes out of style, you know, it's prevalent, even in what we're going through even today. So, you know, his word does not come back to him void. So even if the word was given last month, I'm sure that if God destined or predestined for you to turn on the radio or any of those weeks where I was not live, that the word that you got for whatever situation or whatever you were going through, it met your need. Amen, because that's the type of God that we serve. We serve a God that he's on time and that he's going to answer you. He's going to give you what you need when you need it. Amen. So welcome, 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 welcome to Straight to the Point. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ. We are here for you. We are here for the nations. We are here for the government. We are here for the church every single Monday night on 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559 to bring you a Straight to the Point word, to bring you a rhema word that will, like I said in the beginning, that will fit your need, that will meet you right where you're at. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're so glad. We got an awesome show for you on tonight. It's not going to be long. I do realize that it is the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King birthday. Although we're coming to an end, I know that some of you are probably just getting back from attending programs, and some of you are probably just finished entertaining family members and things of that nature. So I'm going to hit it and quit it on tonight. I just want to talk to you a little bit about a dream, when you have a dream. And I put on the flyer, I have a dream too. And I thought about that, and I said, not only do I have a dream, but I know that so many of you all have a dream as well, that God has given you a dream. But I just want to encourage you guys on tonight to never give up on what it is that God has spoken to you. Never give up on what it is that God has told you that he was going to do for you. Don't ever give up, no matter who come up against it, no matter who try to diminish it or try to downgrade it or dismiss it. I want you to be encouraged on tonight that when God makes a promise, that he's faithful and just to fulfill the promise, and that no matter how ridiculous to somebody else your dreams sound, amen, I want you to be encouraged that it's not ridiculous to God, because God gave you the dream, amen. And I want you to be encouraged on tonight to keep on chucking and keep on going, and that God will fulfill the dream, amen. So, today we celebrated a mighty man of God, Dr. Martin Luther King, and we give him honor on tonight. He was a mighty man of God. He was a family man. Amen. He was a mighty man of God. He was a family man. And not only that, but he had a purpose in life. And all of us have a purpose in life, no matter how great, no matter how small. For all of us, God has given each one of us a purpose in life. We are not here on this earth by coincidence. We are not here on this earth by accident. No matter which way or how you got here, you was purposed to be here in the earth. And God has a promise. God has a plan for your life. And your ultimate goal, your ultimate purpose is to serve the Lord. But God has given us an individual purpose, something that's bigger than us, something that's greater than us, for the earth, for his greater plan, for his greater purpose. Amen. And that's what God has given you. I want to speak to the dreamers on tonight. I know that God has given you a dream. God has given you a dream, like he gave Dr. Martin Luther King a dream, and like he gave Joseph a dream. And we're going to talk a little bit about Joseph, but I just want to talk a little bit about Dr. King. And he had a dream. Amen. God gave him a dream. God gave him a purpose. And if you look at his life, you look at the purpose, and we look at how at 39 years old, he was murdered. Amen. He was murdered at 39 years old, but his purpose was fulfilled at 39. And even going through the struggles, going through the things that he had to endure, you know, this great burden that God put on him, even at 39, and we may say, my God, his life was cut short, or my goodness, you know, he had more to give. But I come to tell you that he served his purpose, and it was a great purpose. And out of him serving his purpose came, you know, I mean, let me just say this, we have a long way to go, but we have come. We've come far by faith. You know, we've come so far by faith. And so because of Dr. King, because of the dream that God has given him, that so many of us, amen, are able to do so many things, are able to reach our dreams because of Dr. Martin Luther King, because of his stance, because of his non-wavering. But most of all, and I want you guys to, you know, to think about it and recognize that even through all of his adversity, even through all of his trials, his tribulations, he maintained the spirit of love. He maintained love even in the face of adversity, trials, hatred and inequality and confusion. He maintained the spirit of love, peaceful, protestful. He maintained, even when he spoke, his speeches, they were peaceful. It was about unity. It was about bringing people together. It was about bridging bridges, not separation. Amen. And so we can get a lot out of his purpose in life. Amen. Even when we go through our trials, when we go through our tribulations, we can reflect back on Jesus is our number one example, but he's left us other examples in the earth, which is one is Dr. Martin Luther King. How did Dr. King deal with the situation? I mean, my God, he was faced with greater things than most of us are faced with today. How did he deal with it? He still preached love, but not only did he preach love, but he lived love. Amen. And so we as Christians, we as believers, we as people, When we feel frustrated, when we feel like things are not happening fast, when we feel like things are not going our way, we got to continue to show love. We have to continue to demonstrate love no matter what, no matter who, because according to Dr. King, he said even love can turn an enemy around. And so a lot of us do. A lot of us have people who are coming up against us. A lot of us have, I mean, I'm just going to tell you the truth, Even so-called people who call on the name of Jesus are coming against you. Amen. Yes. Even Christians, even people in the church are coming against you. And we're going to talk a little bit about that when we go into Joseph, because even his brethren, my God, even his brethren came up against him. And we're going to get into that in a minute, but I just wanted to take a few minutes to honor Dr. Martin Luther King and say, if we're going to honor this man, if we're going to honor Dr. King, not just today, but let it be our lifelong thing forever. Let us not give hate with hatred. Let us not give confusion with confusion, but let us show love in every situation as Dr. King preached, as Dr. King lived. Love takes away hatred. Amen. So when we are offended, when people have said things about us or done things against us that we know that was wrong, we got to turn around, and I know it's hard, but we have to turn around and show love. And we're going to celebrate Dr. King. Let's celebrate him for real. Let's talk about what he really stood for. Amen. Let's talk about what he really stood for. He stood for love, even in adversity, even in inequality, even in confusion, even in hatred. He still stood for love, even though he was treated African Americans, Black Americans were treated very dirty and disgraceful. He told them, no matter what, I want you guys to show love. I want you to show love, and I know it's hard, but don't you ever let your enemy turn you like them. What you do is you love the hell out of them, love the hatred out of them, because love is greater than anything. I was reading something, and it said that Dr. King said, now I know why God put so much emphasis on to love our enemies, because love is so gracious, and love is so great that even love could turn an enemy into a friend. Amen. So why don't I talk about love, and I'll need that right there. But tonight's message is about dreams. Dr. King had a dream, and the same way that God gave Dr. King a dream, I want you to know tonight that God has given you a dream, and the dream that he has given you, it's greater than you. It's bigger than you. And that is why some of you are going through what you're going through. That is why some of you are experiencing what you're experiencing, because it's not just for you. It's greater than you. It's for God's greater plan in the earth. Amen. But in the process, you're going to be blessed through it. Amen. You're going to be blessed through it. But not only Dr. King had a dream, not only did God give you a dream, but I want to talk about Joseph. God gave Joseph a dream. And a lot of times when you are gifted, a lot of times when God has given you a gift, when God has given you favor, a lot of people don't like that. Even in your own home, sometimes even on your own team, you can have people, sometimes so-called people who call themselves friends will turn on you, because a lot of us talk about wanting the favor of God, but sometimes the favor comes with people not liking you. Sometimes the favor comes with you're going to be talked about. Sometimes the favor comes with you're going to be criticized. Sometimes the favor comes with you're going to be betrayed. Sometimes the favor comes with you're going to be scandalized. You're going to be scandalized. You're going to be spiritually murdered. You're going to be murdered in the spirit. And as sometimes, depending on how hateful it is, sometimes you would get murdered, as we see what happened with Dr. King. Amen. And so what I'm trying to say to you is that a lot of us, we want the favor. We say, God, give us favor. God, grant us favor. But you got to understand what comes with favor. And just good gifts don't come with favor. Don't get me wrong. Favor does open up doors that money can't buy. That's true. All of that. Favor does put you in positions that otherwise sometimes you don't deserve. But favor also sometimes brings calamity. Favor also brings people up against you, as we're going to read, as we're going to see. So some of you, you are favor. You may be saying, God, you said that you favor me, but if you favor me, God, then why am I still going through this? Why sometimes it still seems like the doors are closing? God, why? But you said I was favored, and I come to tell you that it comes an appointed time where God is going to show you why you had to go through what you had to go through. It comes an appointed time where God is going to reveal to you. He's going to reveal to you why you had to go that way, or why he had to take you that way, or why he had to allow this door to close, and why he had to allow that door to close, and why that person had to leave your life, and why that person had to leave your life, or why that job didn't come through, or why that business didn't come through, or why God didn't allow you to connect with that person. It is a reason, my friends, because the Bible says that all things work together for the good of them who love God and them who are the called according to, guess what, God has a greater purpose, his purpose. Amen. And I come to tell you that everything that happened for you is for your good, but for his purpose. But I, one thing I want you to know is this, and I want to tell you this, that a lot of times things that happen to us are because of some of the choices that we make, some of the decisions that we make, and it opens up the door for the enemy to come in, and because we've tied God's hands. Amen. What I mean by that, we've tied God's hands, is that when you're disobedient to God, that gives the license. That gives the enemy a license to come in and wreak havoc on your life. When you repent, it puts you back in right relationship with God. And so I come to tell some people on tonight that some situations that we're in, some things that we are going through, some things that we are experiencing are just the consequences of us making some bad decisions. But I'm so glad, hallelujah, that we serve a God that is so graceful. We serve a God that is so merciful, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that when I come to God and I repent, that he puts me right back in my rightful place. He puts me right back in my rightful position. He puts me right back in the place that I was supposed to have been before I disobeyed. Amen. And he puts me back on track. Amen. And the very doors that I was supposed to go through. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to do some cartwheels and splits on tonight. The very doors that I was supposed to go through that I thought I missed. Oh, Jesus. He brings it back around and allows me to walk through. All you got to do, I want to stop right there, put a pen right there to encourage somebody on tonight to let you know that all you got to do is repent and ask for God to forgive you. And I'm not just talking about saying out of your mouth. I mean repent with your whole heart and ask God to forgive you. And I guarantee you he'll put you right back in your position. But you got to be honest. You got to be real with God and tell God, Lord, I sin. Forgive me, God. Put me back in my rightful place. Some of you, hallelujah, went into 2018 still carrying the baggage from 2017 and thinking that God was going to do something new. But God said, I want to do something new, but you carried the baggage into 2018, meaning that some of you walked into 2018 with unforgiveness, hatred, and bitterness. Amen. You become bitter. You become hatred because the promise and or the dream didn't come to pass in 2017 like you thought it was. Hallelujah. Speak, Holy Spirit, like you thought it was. And so you carried, hallelujah, that hatred and bitterness into 2018. But God told me to tell you that if you drop it right now, that he guarantees you that it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. I want to take a look at somebody else that God gave a dream. What is a dream? My God, it's a supernatural, my God, supernatural vision that God can give. And can you dream it in the daytime? Absolutely. I think it's foolish for anybody to think that the only way that God can talk to you is only in your sleep. Hallelujah. We know that's not true. Those of us who are prophets and those of us who know, who have taken my prophetic courses, you have been taught that God not only speaks to us when we're asleep, amen, but God can give you a vision while you awake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God can speak to you while you awake. While you are awake, God can speak to you. He can show you a vision. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, even though we think sometimes we're asleep, we're just having a night vision. You know, they call them dreams. You'll have to get in my dreams and vision class to really understand where I'm coming from. My dreams and vision class, you'll have to get in that class. Amen. I don't have time to really go through it all tonight. But God don't have to speak to you only when you sleep. God can give you a dream when you are awake. I want somebody to know on tonight, don't be deceived thinking that the only way that God can visit you or come to you or give you a dream or reveal to you his plan for you is only when you close your eyes at night. No. God can speak to you when you are awake. When you are awake, God can give you a vision. He will give you a dream. And there's a name for that. And again, I want you to, I don't want to get too focused on that definition because you're going to miss what I'm trying to say. But I want you to know this, that if you wasn't asleep when God came to you, Trust me, it was God. Hallelujah. What I mean by asleep, if you wasn't in the bed and your eyes was closed and you wasn't and subconsciously, was in the subconscious state of mind when God came to you and spoke to you, but you was wide awake as if I'm talking to you now and God just showed you something. Hallelujah. I want you to know that it was God. Hallelujah. Don't think that. Don't believe some of these people who are talking at you only could dream when you're sleeping at night. No, that's not true, and that's dogma. Amen. But as you can see, that Ezekiel had visions all the time. God deal with prophets in different ways. Some prophets, like Daniel, have dreams. Some prophets have visions. But there's a such thing as really dreaming. Sometimes when you're dreaming at night, those are called night visions. Amen. When you dream in the daytime, those are called day visions. Amen. And so I just want to tell you that not only do I have a dream, but God has given you a dream. Amen. Titled this message, I Have a Dream Too. Amen. Because Dr. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. God gave him a dream, and his dream did come to pass. Amen. And then he had another speech on the mountaintop. He said, I may not get there with you. He said God showed him the promised land. God showed him that the people will be free. Amen. And so God showed him this thing. He didn't see it, but the people did become free. Amen. Glory to God. Although, yes, we do have some more things to go, but amen, it came to pass. Glory to God. So I want to tell you on tonight that what God has for you, it shall come to pass. I'm looking at the book of Genesis. I'm looking at Genesis 37, and I want to talk a little bit about the dream that God gave Joseph. And if you look at Genesis 37, the Bible says, let's go to Genesis 37, 4. And when, let's go to, now we'll start from the beginning, 37:1. And Jacob dwelt in the land we're in. His father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. These are the generation of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and Lad was with the son of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah. His father's wives and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheep arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made obeisances to my sheep. And his brethren said to him, should you indeed reign over us, or should thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him even the more. Favor. But people want it. Amen. Some of you can't handle it, so you got to be careful what you're asking for. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisances to me. And he told it to his father and his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Are you saying, shall I and your mother and your brethren indeed come to bow down unto you on the earth? And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. Amen. So that goes back to what I was talking about, whereas favor sometimes gets you in trouble. And it goes back to what I was talking about, whereas some of you have had dreams, and some of you have told your dreams to family members, and they discredit you. As you can read, Joseph's dream got him in trouble even more. His brothers hated him even more. They recognized even from the beginning. Let me tell you, people that are around you, you ain't got to open up your mouth. Even before Joseph told them about the dream, they hated him. Let me tell tell you something that you don't even got to open up your mouth. People know a gifted person when they see it. The devil know that you're gifted. People know you're gifted. People know you tell me it's not by coincidence. It's not by they're not just picking on you just to be picking on you. They're doing everything they can to try to stop you from fulfilling your purpose. The devil is using them like Nani going up, everything they can to stop your purpose, everything they can to stop you from fulfilling what God has ordained for you to fulfill in the earthly realm. So what Joseph brothers was saying was, if you think that we're going to bow down to you, you're a fool. First of all, we don't even like you, okay? Number one, we can't stand you. So some of you are in circles. You're around people. You're around people. You talking to people every day who deep down inside have a vehemently oppose you. Amen? Because they see the gifted on your life. They see the favor on your life. If you see this, if you look at and read the story of Joseph, his own brothers hated him. They envied him. And as you read the story, you'll find that you'll see what they did to him. Amen? But I want to tell you this. That even in that, if you read the story, you will find that everything that Joseph had to go through, amen, it was for the purpose of God to be fulfilled for God's people, amen. And it goes back to what I was telling you was the purpose that God has for you, the dream that God has given you is bigger than you. It's greater than you. It's not even for you. And if you read the story, you will find that Joseph found out why he had to go through what he had to go through. He went through his brothers betraying him. He went through his own father not even believing him. Amen. His own father rebuked him at the time. Father loved him. So even some people who love you, let me just say this, not just your enemies, but even people who love you. Let's go back to this. Because it talked about how much Jacob loved Joseph. And don't get me wrong, Jacob loved himself some Joseph. But when Joseph told Jacob, Daddy, look, this is the dream I had, and Jacob tried to interpret it, and when Jacob interpreted it interpreted that he would him or and the mother would have to bow, Jacob was like, wait a minute now. I love you, but are you saying I'm going to have to bow too? That ain't going to happen. And some of you are in those situations. You've been in ministries. You've been in leadership, been under leadership, whereas, my God, you are gifted. You are talented. The favor of God is on your life, and they love you all the way up to this time for you to sprout, all the way up to this time for you to spread your wings. And then some of these ministries and some of these mentoring relationships, when they see that it's time for you to sprout, then, oh boy, guess what? Some of them want to hold you back. And I'm not saying that's the case here in Genesis 37 as it relates to Jacob and Joseph, because we all know that Jacob really loved his son Joseph. But I'm just making a parallel and an inference in how when you're gifted, when you're talented, when the favor of God is on your life, and we could take David and Saul for instance. Saul loved David until all the people started recognizing, my God, the gifting that was inside of David. When all the people started recognizing the favor that was on David, then Saul got jealous. Oh, he did love himself some David at first until David's gifting started showing up, until David's strength started girding up. And then Saul found himself in a jealous rage. Amen. And so I want to even come and encourage you who are under those types of ministries, who are dealing with that type of soul spirit in your environment right now. I want to encourage you and let you know that even in that, God has a purpose. Hallelujah. Even in that, God was preparing David to be king. Oh, Jesus. Somebody better catch it. Even in Saul trying to kill David. Hallelujah. Even in David maintaining his faithfulness to Saul, even in that, Saul trying to kill David, at the end of the day, there was a king in him. Hallelujah. Old little shepherd boy who was minding a sheep, who his own daddy didn't even recognize. His own daddy didn't even want to put him before the prophet. Hallelujah. But it was God. I come to tonight. No matter how men try to minimize you, no matter how men try to make you look significant, hallelujah, no matter how men try to slander you, let me tell you something. When God got his approval hand on you, no devil, no witch, no warlock can stop the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. My God, not even David's daddy could stop him. Oh, Jesus, not even Samuel. Samuel was like, wait a minute, God, who is it? Amen, my God. And God said, it ain't none of them. Hallelujah. But it's the one. How, Jesus? Somebody better do some cartwheels and some flips and some splits. It was the one who was minding the sheep. It was the one who was doing the work. It was the one who wasn't trying to be all powerful in front of the king, because the other brothers was all up in Saul's face. He saw, didn't even know about David. He didn't even know who David was, because David was all in the face of God. David was minding the sheep. In the mining, David was being prepared. My God, not only was he being prepared, but God was grooming him. Oh, little shepherd boy was being groomed to be a king, my God. And as God was grooming David, I want you to know what tonight, that some of you are being groomed for something great, something awesome, something, my God, something extraordinary. The eyes have not seen, my God, and ears have not heard, my God, what God is about to do in your life. Because I have a dream too. And not only do I have a dream too, but you have a dream also, my God. And let's go back to Joseph, and I'm gonna hit it and quit it. I'm gonna let y'all go. So if you read the book of Joseph, you will find that Joseph had, God gave him this dream in the first chapter in Genesis 37. All the way through Genesis 37, Joseph started going through his, you know, as I stated, the brothers throw him in a ditch. Joseph started experiencing some crazy stuff that went on. His brothers threw him in a ditch. They was going to kill him. Then they decided to sell him into slavery. Joseph found his stuff, and I'm just summarizing. You can go back and read it. Amen. Found himself in jail. And in jail, then he found himself in Potiphar's house. And then he found himself in Pharaoh's house, amen. But not just in Pharaoh's house, but being the being second in the command, almost being a father to Pharaoh, giving Pharaoh, my God, the king, the ruler of the nation, giving him advice, giving him counsel, amen. So I come to tell somebody on tonight that your middle, hallelujah. That God, sometimes God show us stuff. He show us what, he give us a dream, and he show us what's gonna happen. But a lot of times he don't tell us what we got to go through to get to what it is that we're what he showed us in the beginning. And a lot of times God shows some of us things, and we try to make them happen. And when we try to make them happen, we get, you know, things happen. We make wrong decisions. But I come to tell you on tonight that what you're experiencing and what you're going through, amen, it's all for preparation. If you read the Bible, that every place that Joseph ended up, he prospered. God favored him. Although it was a hard place, being in jail is not easy. Being betrayed by your brothers is hurtful. It's a hurtful thing. Being in jail is not easy. Being accused of something you didn't do, and you know you didn't do it, it's very hurtful. It's very hurtful. And I can imagine Joseph saying, God, you gave me a dream, and I don't see nobody bouncing me. Or you gave me this dream. And how many of you know that sometimes you got to be careful who you tell your dream to, because your dream could sometimes get you in trouble. And I'm more convinced now than anything that it was because Joseph told this dream to the brothers, that the brothers said, we're going to kill him. You know, I ain't bowed down to him. It was because Joseph opened up his mouth too early. Joseph talked about some things that he wasn't supposed to even say right away. And I believe that God probably would have took him another way, but because he opened up his mouth too quick, out of not knowing, out of innocence, out of thinking, oh, these my brothers, they got my back, oh, this my dad, you know, maybe he can interpret it for me. Not knowing that, by him opening up his mouth and telling his dream, that it was going to cause him to be in dire situation. situation, I'm quite sure, and I'm more convinced now than anything. I'm more convinced today than I was yesterday, than I was an hour ago. That Joseph was just telling it to people he thought that loved him. Ooh, Jesus, my God. Sometimes we get so anxious, and sometimes we tell people stuff too quick. Amen. We open our mouths and we tell it too quick, and it gets us in trouble. And the enemy just waiting for you to tell him. Because see, let me tell you something. A lot of people say the enemy know what your purpose is. The enemy know. No. The enemy don't know. He's not all knowing. Only God is all knowing. Guess what? He waits for you to open up your mouth and talk. Ooh, Jesus. Somebody better catch that right now. I said that is you, and he waits for you to open up your mouth. And when you start opening up your mouth, calling the phone, picking up the phone, calling people, he said, oh, I got it now. I'm going to stop that. So we got to be careful. We got to use wisdom. When we start talking about certain things, we got to be careful. We got to use wisdom. So I come to tell you on tonight that the dream shall come to pass. As Dr. Martin Luther King's dream came to pass, yours shall too. So let's go back to Joseph. Amen. So in the midst of the fulfillment of the dream, before the fulfillment of the dream, before the dream had to come to pass, Joseph had to go through something. Joseph had to endure some things. Joseph had to cry some lonely nights. Can you imagine God? Can we think about Jesus in this moment when Jesus was on the cross saying, how has thou forsaken me, my God? And we could talk about Jesus too, talking about this. But I can imagine Joseph saying, I know you gave me this dream. I know, God, you gave me this. I know that the enemy didn't put this dream in my mind. I know it was you, God, who gave me this dream. But why am I in jail? Why am I going through heartache? Why am I going through this? Why am I this? And why am I that? I can imagine that the same thing that Joseph was saying, some of you were probably saying on tonight, God, why am I still sick? God, why am I still in debt? God, why, people not talking to me? I ain't did nothing to them. Why people trying to set me up? All kinds of stuff. But I come to tell you on tonight that it's part of the process, and that God is going to bless you, and your dream shall come to pass, and that you have a dream too. Amen. And so Joseph went through what he had to go through. And if you go and read, so all the way from 37, my God, all the way to 45, you'll read. Let's read. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried. He cried because every man, because all of them that stood by him, because every man to go, he caused every man to go out from me, and there he stood, no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard him. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. My God, they didn't even know who he was. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Let me tell you something. When God puts you in the place where you're supposed to be, you're going to be unrecognizable. Oh, Jesus. That hurt, that pain, it's not going to be on you any longer. Those old garments are not going to be there. People are not going to even recognize. Let me tell you something. I was in a grocery store yesterday, and she didn't even recognize me. Anyway, I was at the grocery store yesterday, and this lady said, you look familiar, but I can't remember where I know you from. And I said, you know me, because I knew her. I knew her very well. And she said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Dolores? I said, yes. But I come to say that to say to you, when God lifts you up, not even your enemies going to be able to recognize you. Jesus. Not even people who did you wrong, who did you dirty, not going to even be able, they're not going to believe the place where God is going to, where God is going to put you in. His brothers, the Bible said the brothers didn't even know who he was. He was unrecognizable. He didn't even look the same. pain, my God, because the place that they, the place that they put him in was a place of that they thought was going to kill him, that they thought was going to, they thought was going to cause him to be a nothing, my God. But what they didn't realize that God's hand was on the whole process. What they didn't realize that God's hand was in it. And I come to tell you on tonight that don't worry about your naysayers. Don't worry about people who done you wrong. Don't worry about any of that. Because the place that they're going to find you at next, it's going to be an unrecognizable place, my God. I come to encourage you on tonight and to let you know that the place that they put you in, the place that they put you in, then they thought that was going to kill you, that it was going to be your end, that dream that you told them that you had, and they thought that they killed that. They thought that they killed your spirit. I come to tell you on tonight that God is lifting you up above every last one of them. And he's going to plant you in a place, my God. Ooh, Jesus. He's planting you in a place that when the next time they see you, they're going to bow to you, Jesus. Because that's what happened on yesterday, my God. I come to tell you on tonight, I'm a living witness that God is faithful to his promises. He's faithful. He's just. And believe me, if you keep on strutting, if you keep on pushing, if you keep on pressing, that the very people that cause you harm, God is going to cause to bow. So the dream that Joseph had, it came to pass. Let me finish reading to you. And he wept out loud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came to him, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Ooh, Jesus. Now, therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve your life. For these 2 years have the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there should neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you. A posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now, guess what? It was not you that sent me here, but it was God, and he had made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all of his house, and a ruler throughout all of the land of Egypt. Somebody better catch that. He said, I want you to know this, my God. It was not you. So I want you to take a reflection of your life on tonight. And I want you to forgive. I want you to forgive those who hurt you. I want you to forgive those. I want you to take a reflection. Just take 1 minute and think about everybody that hurt you, that did you wrong, that hurt your feelings, that try to come up against you, that try to mess up your name. But I want you on this night to know that it was not them, but God allowed it to put you in the position, to plant you in the position, to allow the dream to come to pass that he had given you. Some of you years ago, some of you, I hear 20, some of you, God has given you a dream 20 years ago. God allowed you to go through what you had to go through even up to this day, even you saying the dream still ain't come to pass. God allowed it because God said, I'm about to plant you into that thing. And you're going to look back and say, it wasn't them, but I had to be betrayed. I had to go through, as Jesus said to Judas, Judas, it was for a purpose. I knew you was going to do it. But it was for a purpose to send me to my destiny so I could fulfill my purpose in the earth. And that was to go to the cross. And Joseph said it was Joseph. I will be ruler over the nations, so that God could use me to preserve my people. Hallelujah. My God, so everything that Joseph went through, everything that Joseph had to endure, everything, God, the brothers don't even realize that what they thought was for evil, God was the master plan of it. However way that Joseph got there, he had to get there. He had to get there. He had to go to jail so that his death, hallelujah, let me tell you something. It was Joseph's gift that made room for him. Some of you are so gifted and don't even know it. Joseph didn't even realize the gift that was inside of him, the gift of prophecy, the gift of interpreting dreams, until he found himself in a rock in a hard place, until he found himself in a situation, in a place where, my God, where God revealed some things to him, and he just stopped prophesying. He just stopped interpreting dreams, and his gift made room for him and brought him before a great man who put him in a position, my God. Some of you, you have a gifting. You have a profound gift, and you have a prolific gift. That very gift that God has given you is going to put you in a position that you need to be put in. But the enemy is trying to come and talk down against your gift, talk down against your talent, talk down against that. But I come to tell you is that the devil is a liar. Don't fight the hard place. Allow your gift to get you out of the hard. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Allow the gifting that God has given you to get you out of the hard place. Joseph could have became bitter and said, I'm not interpreting nothing for nobody. I'm in jail. I don't want to be bothered. I didn't do nothing. I was falsely accused. I didn't do this. I didn't do what they said I did. Joseph could have allowed himself to become bitter. But Joseph said, you know what? Joseph interpreted those dreams. He interpreted those two dreams in jail. And the God remembered him. Hallelujah. So you don't know who God is going to use to remember you. I come to tell some of you on tonight that the very person that you helped, my God, God is going to cause them to remember you. God is going to cause them to remember you on tonight. God is going to cause them to remember you so that you can be pushed and catapulted to the place of purpose, to the place of promise, so your dream can be fulfilled. So Joseph told him plain and simple, don't be dismayed. Don't be disheartened, because guess what? It wasn't you. It was God who caused me to get in this position so that your lives could be preserved. My God. So not only am I going to say that it wasn't you, but I want to tell you on tonight that it was for my good, but it was for his purpose. The heartache, the pain, and everything that we have to go through, it's magnificent, and it's tied to the dream that God has given you. The dream that God gave Joseph was a great dream. So what comes? Great dreams come great tribulations. We pray and we ask God to enlarge our territories, to enlarge our borders. But we got to be careful what you speak for, because if you're asking for enlarged borders, when you're asking for enlarged territories, you better know that demonic spirits going to come from all over the place to try to stop that progress. You got to be prepared. You got to have your girls, my God, your lords and your girls gutted about, my God. Your feet got to be planted, Jesus Christ. You got to have your breastplate of righteousness. You got to have your sword, my God, which is the word of God. You got to have on your helmet of salvation. You got to know that you know that God gave me this dream, that God gave me this vision. What come will go, it don't matter. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to stay planted. I'm going to not be moved. I should not be moved. You got to know who your God is, because the greater the dream, the greater the adversity, the greater the pain, the greater the affliction, the greater the conflict. You got to know that God is a God that cannot lie. You got to know that God is a God of truth. You got to know that God is faithful. You got to know that God can't lie, because there's going to come times where you're going to be in jail. And I'm not talking about a physical about yourself. You're going to be trying to figure out, God, do you still love me? God, do you still care for me? God, are you still with me? You're going to be in the situations where you feel like God has forsaken you and God has left you. But you got to be reminded of the word when God said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You got to be reminded of the word where he said that I'm your father, that I will wrap you in my arms, that I will gird you about. You got to be reminded of the word where he says that I'm God all by myself, that I will put down one and I will raise up another. You got to be reminded that he is Jehovah Jireh. You got to be reminded that he is Jehovah Jireh. You got to be reminded that he is Jehovah Nissi. You got to be reminded, my God, that he is the breastplate of righteousness. You got to be reminded that he is your battle axe. You got to be reminded that he is the I am and the I am. You got to be reminded that he will fight all your battles. You got to be reminded that he said that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, that every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, that thou shalt condemn. You got to be reminded that he says that you are a king, that you are a chosen people, that you are a royal priesthood. You got to be reminded of what he has said about you. So guess what? I have a dream too. And not only do I have a dream, but you do too. Dream. It's okay to dream. But remember, you got to be reminded that Jesus is Lord. And that if he did it before, he can do it again. I come to encourage you on tonight that it shall come to pass. Whatever God has spoken to you, no matter how it looks in the natural, 2018 is the year of double recovery. Guess what? It's a for sure promise. It shall come to pass. You ought to praise God right there. You ought to give God some praise right there. You ought to tell God how great he is, how wonderful he is, and you ought to forgive every single person who has done you wrong. Call him and say, I just called to tell you I love you. Send him a message and say, I just want to tell you I love you. I forgive you. I said to the young lady on yesterday, after she marveled at where, the place where God has put me, it's been 6 years since I've seen her and them. And I said to her as I was leaving her, I want you to tell them, because she kept saying people asking about me. I said, I want you to tell them that I forgive them. And I want you to tell them that it wasn't them, but God used them to push me to my true purpose in life. You got to get in a position where you're not looking at it any longer. They hurt me. They did me wrong. You can't do that. You got to get in a position where you know that you know that you know that you know that it was God, my God. It was God who allowed it. Because had you not gone through that, you wouldn't know who you are today. And I told her, I said, I love you, and tell them I love them too. If they want to catch me, I'm on Eternal Life Urban Thursday night. I'm on Straight to the Point Urban Monday night. And oh yeah, they can go to the bookstore and pick any book that I've written. I've written 3 books. As a matter of fact, I got a nonprofit. I wasn't bragging, but I just wanted her to know that it's okay. I'm all right. God has blessed me since I left that, but I couldn't get blessed in that place. I couldn't get to my true purpose. I couldn't get to the place where God wanted me to be if I was still there. So God had to push me out of there. And sometimes you guys, sometimes we be trying to hold on to stuff. And God said, I can't bless you in that place. I can't give you, I can't take you where you're supposed to be in that place. And sometimes he got to cause hurt and betrayal to get you to the truth, to get you to your true purpose. It was all in the plan of God for Joseph to go through what he had to go through. And you hear me on tonight. I want you to send this message to all your friends, all over Facebook, all over social media, all over. I want them to know that it was all God. Even if the enemy thought that it was him, he woke up when he saw that you was black and that you made it. You're still here. 2017, he tried everything he could to kill you, But it's 2018, baby. And if you're listening on this call, if you're going to replay this message, I want you to know what tonight you made it. Because this is the year of the double recovery, my God. And I talk about it every time. Don't hate them. But God told Job, he told Job in 42:10, he said, Job, after you have prayed for your friends, the Bible says after Job had prayed for his friends, did Job recover everything that God had for him? I come to tell somebody on tonight, Jesus, I love you. I love you, God. I come to tell you on tonight, it's okay. It's okay. Let it go so God can bless you. Let it go so God can give you everything that the enemy thought he stole. But what you don't know is that God used him to get you to your place of purpose. See, I have a dream. And I was like Joseph all those years ago. I opened up my mouth too early. But I thank God that everything that I had to go through, and I want you to thank God for everything that you got to go through, because it shall come to pass. I stand here tonight as a living witness that it shall come to pass. And I guarantee you, without a shadow of a doubt, that the God we serve is faithful and just to do it. He would do it, no matter what it looked like, no matter where you find yourself in on tonight. This is the year of the double recovery. See, I have a dream, too. Martin Luther King had a dream. Joseph had a dream. I have a dream, too. And you have a dream as well. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the Straight to the Point. Kevin?
Amen, Dr. Henderson. I have a dream, too, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much for that word, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Amen. What a powerful word tonight. Praise the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines, Dr. Henderson, for you tonight. Amen, amen. And our first caller, 4489, you're live on the air.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
God is so good, because that was an on-time message tonight, for I have a dream, too. Because,
yeah.
And I do have a dream, because God has done so much in my life of all the things that I've been through and where I am now. I was reminiscing on that today. I say to myself, all the things that I've been through, and look where I am now. And I just give God the praises for bringing me this far and for taking me through the things that I've been through. It's just an awesome blessing just to know that, you know, that I kept my head above water. I kept my head high.
Yeah.
I never looked back. I just kept going forward no matter what happened.
Yeah.
If I got knocked down, I got back up. So I just thank God for taking me through what he took me to, so my dream can come true. And I thank God for that, and I give God the glory. And I ask for those who know the word of prayer, continue to pray for us, and we'll pray for you.
Amen. God bless you. Yes, absolutely. Amen. Thank you for calling in. And, you know,
she's still talking to you, sweetie. Oh.
Amen. God is good. Amen. And I'm telling you, no matter how little, how small, no matter, you know, the thing about it is sometimes the enemy tell us, oh, you know, it ain't going to come to pass, or ain't nobody going to invest in you, ain't nobody going to do it. Just be encouraged and know that God is faithful and God got it. Amen?
He does. He really
Amen.
Does. Amen. Hi, Dr.
Amen.
Henderson and Dr. Vaughn.
Hello.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, yeah.
You know,
how are you?
Dr. Henderson, you hit that nail on the head. Why you had to drive it through? Oh, my goodness. In spite of what I've learned is this, in spite of whatever it is you're going on in life, you ask God about it. If he don't
right.
say anything, then just wait.
Right.
just wait.
Right.
You know, because some things you could go through too early and it could come out a hot mess.
Yes.
So I've learned to just wait. But I know God has dealt with me with that tremendously. I'm thankful for it. And now I'm walking.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
You know, that was just something that he was showing me, that if you don't hear from me, you wait on me.
Right. Amen.
So, you know, I'm God's child. I don't care what nobody say.
That's right.
So, you know, I take my whippings too. Amen. I sure do. And I just say that was really an on-time message this evening. And I just wanted to say thank you. And you know me, I don't walk in shadows. I just tell it like it is.
Amen.
Amen. And I thank God for that. So, you know, I just want to let you all know that I love you guys, and just keep me in prayer because I'm getting strong.
Amen. And you are. Look, you're stronger, wiser, better, so much better.
Ooh, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you.
It was so nice seeing you and Elder. I'm telling you, y'all blessed me. And thank you so much for the gift. I appreciate it. Get a chance to call you guys back yesterday. I was out. I went to grocery store. After I saw y'all, I went to grocery store, did some shopping. You know, I'm on a health tip now, and I'm eating all vegetables. Amen.
Oh, okay.
yeah, I'm on a health tip. So I had to go to the grocery store and get some things. You know, when you try to eat real healthy, you know, you got to go to the grocery store like every other day or something, you know.
Exactly.
But I thank God was a blessing.
Oh,
and I
thank
God for you and your husband. Thank you for the gift, and they're very much appreciated. God bless you guys. Amen.
And
I see you. I see you walking. God bless you, dear.
I sure am walking. You see it.
Yeah, I see it.
I'm telling you, I see it too.
I see you. Amen.
Amen. I love God, you all, okay?
God,
take care.
Thank you. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Woo, that's powerful there. That is powerful, Dr. Henderson. Wow. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, for those listening on the World Wide Web. Hey, the next caller, Dr. Henderson, is 1790. 1790, you're live on the air. Caller 1790.
Praise
you, amen. God bless you.
1795? Because that would be
me. 1795. You're right. You got it right.
I kept thinking,
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for having me. I didn't hear the message in its entirety. I somehow or another just keep on getting these times and my time.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. But I did hear a tad bit of the end about Joseph and the things that we go through in our lives, and the plan that God has for us, that he knows the end from the beginning.
Yes.
In one scripture, I believe it's in Ecclesiastes, I could be wrong, but it says, better is the end of a thing. Glory to God. And sometimes, you know, we don't know the end from the beginning, but he does.
Yes.
He does, and he has an expected end for all of us, regardless of what we go through.
That's
just
right.
Know that God has a plan. He has a plan, and it is a good plan. And I just thank God for this line. I thank God for you, Dr. Henderson. Happy New Year. Happy birthday.
Haven't
forgotten about you. I just thank God for the broadcast. And I'm going to listen to the message again when it's posted. But I really appreciate the line. It's always a blessing unto me, and I'm always excited to be able to get on the line. So God bless you all on the line tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. I thank God for you. You know I love you. You're my baby. Amen. God bless you, my dear. Thank you so much for tuning in. But we just pretty much talked about having a dream and how sometimes when you have a dream, the bigger your dream is, the more adversity we go through, some of the bigger trials that we have to experience. We talk a lot about God enlarge my territory, God, you know, increase my borders. And so I also talked about how a lot of times we be wanting God to give us favor, but sometimes what comes with that favor, I mean, it's a good thing comes with it, but it's also you're going to have some critics. You're going to have some people lying on you. I mean, everybody ain't happy for the favor that's on your life. Amen. So favor attracts critics. Favor attracts enemies. You know, favor, you could never have done anything wrong to the people. But as we see in the book of Genesis 37, Joseph's brothers hated him for no reason. I mean, they were jealous of his relationship with his father, their father. But at the end of the day, not only the hatred that they had in their heart towards him, Joseph never did anything wrong to them but be a good brother. So a lot of times favor will attract evil. Amen. And so I talked about that. But you can go back and you can listen to it. It was an awesome show. To God be the glory. But I talked about having a dream. And I talked a lot about Dr. Martin Luther King in the beginning and how he had a dream. And his dream got him ultimately killed. But at the end of the day, it was for a greater purpose. His dream was for God's purpose to be done in the earth. Amen. And he fulfilled his purpose. And because of the dream that God gave him, we're able now to go to any school we want, apply for any job, start businesses, all kinds of things. You know what I'm saying? And so the dream that God has given us is not just for us. Joseph, the dream that God gave Joseph wasn't even about, you know, the brothers thought that it was about them. And the father even thought it was about him. But it was about a greater purpose. And the greater purpose was God used Joseph to save a whole nation of people who was God's people. Amen. It wasn't even just about him saving his family. Amen. But he saved the whole entire nation. Ooh, Jesus. My God. It's powerful. Amen. And so, you know, so a lot of times that's why it's important that we get people to interpret our dreams. And I don't know why I just went there, but God must have been giving you dreams, and you might have asked somebody to help you with some interpretation. But we got to be careful in who we ask to interpret our dreams. Amen. Amen. We got to just ask God, wait on a revelation, and don't go tell everybody what God is giving you. Amen. Especially you, because what God is telling you is great. And even sometimes the very people around you, they like you, they love you until God lifts you up. And I talked about how Saul loved David at first. My God, he loved David. David, who he really loved David until God lifted David up. Amen. And the giftings and the people started worshiping, not really worshiping David, but they started honoring David. And Saul got mad at H-E-L-L. He wanted to kill me. I'm going to kill you. Wait a minute. You was just loving me. Now you want to kill me? My God. You know, so you'll find yourself in that situation, but you're gifted. You're talented. You have a great purpose. And what God is going to give you is not just for you, but it's to save your family as well as other family members, other people that even you grew up with. You know, God is going to use you to touch their lives. God bless you, and thanks for listening to the Straight to the Point. Kevin?
Amen. Thank you so much. And Dr. Hens, let me mention for those who are listening all around the world, the broadcast is live right now, but normally takes about 15 minutes after the live broadcast, and it reloads back up to it as well. So it'll take a few minutes for it to load, but normally after about 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, after the live broadcast, you can go back and listen to the rebroadcast. All of Dr. Henderson's messages are archived and saved on the network. So you can go back and listen to really almost three or four years probably of stuff back on the network, but definitely listen to the last few weeks as well, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, back to you, Dr. Henderson. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. What a powerful time.
Praise God. Just to be, do we have anybody else on the line? Did you say, I think Ashley was on?
Yes, Sister Ashley. We'll bring Sister Ashley in right now. Sister Ashley, you're live on the network.
Amen. Amen. That was a powerful message. And, you know, as you were as you were speaking there at the last, and you were talking about God has to push you sometimes. You know, it just kind of made me think about, you know, how a woman when they're expecting a baby and everything, they, you know, it may not be easy during their pregnancy and everything, but the joy that comes afterwards and everything is just so amazing. It's so wonderful. You know, it's a wonderful thing. Like the latter is greater than, the former and everything. And you know, I was just thinking about that. And you know, sometimes God has to push us. He has to press us. He has to get us to the place where we're ready to go into that realm that He's got us into. When that baby is in the mother's womb, it's being prepared. The baby is being prepared, and the mother is being prepared for what is getting ready to happen. And that's, you know, I was just thinking about that because the mother dreams about the baby, and the baby probably dreams about the mother, you know. And I have a dream, and I know what God showed me years ago. And, you know, just thinking about this, you know, God is birthing some things in some people, you know, in 2018. Some things are going to be birthed in some people, some of the people that were on this line tonight. Things are going to be birthed out of them that they never even expected, you know. You know, the mothers has great things, great aspects for the child, you know, as it comes and as it grows inside of her, you know. So prepare. Just get yourself ready. Start getting yourselves ready for, and I feel like God is telling me this too, get myself ready for what He's about to birth in me in 2018. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so, thank you, Teresa. And so, we thank God for everybody who came on tonight. And one thing that when God is preparing you, a lot of times God is you know, making you integritable. A lot of us have gifts, but we don't have integrity. And that's what God is doing in a lot of us, a lot of people. In order to be an ambassador for God, you can't be one way but then show a different fruit. If God going to use you, if you got integrity issues, sometimes He'll take you through some of the roughest things, some of the harshest things, to get that out of you. Because if you're going to be a spokesperson for the Lord, you got to speak in truth. You can't, and I talked about it today. I talked about how you get a lot of people preaching about love. You hear a lot of people prophesying it, but they ain't living love. They preaching, they prophesying, but they not living with their preaching. So it's very important that, and in some instances, God has to, you know, and I taught this in the School of the Prophets. So anybody who's been in my prophetic class know that God, number one for prophets, the number one thing is God takes us through so much to get that mess up out of us. Because if you're going to be a real spokesperson for the Lord, if you're really going to talk for the Lord, you got to live in integrity, number one. You got to live in integrity, and you got to show forth integrity, okay? And a lot of us sometimes want to, and I talked about how Joseph revealed his dream too fast. It wasn't even for him to reveal it that fast. It wasn't really for him to speak of it. Soon as he got it, he told it. And a lot of us are the same way. Soon as God show us the gift, we ready to run out there and jump and do it. We ready to go out there and do it. And a lot of times God said, I gave you the gift, but I need to get you in a place where you need some integrity because you ain't got none, okay? You need some integrity. You need to show some faithfulness because you ain't got no, you ain't been faithful to nobody. You don't know how to follow anybody. So you got to you know, a lot of times God has to put us in, Lord Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit, has to, you know, a lot of times we want to run out there and jump and do things, and we ain't even did what he told us to do from A. We want to go out there and do Z, but we ain't did A yet. And A is, I told you, you need to do this, you need to do that. But sometimes our flesh don't want to do that. The flesh don't want to submit to anybody. The flesh don't. But in order to be great, you have to submit. Before Joseph led, Joseph submitted to first Potiphar. Then he submitted to Pharaoh. Then he became great. Amen. Even in what God was taking Joseph through, Joseph couldn't dodge submitting to another level of authority. Amen. To get direction. And even though Joseph was gifted, he still honored, my God, Potiphar and Pharaoh. Amen. And so a lot of us, we're gifted. And yes, we are. We're gifted. But we haven't learned yet how to honor the person before us. We haven't learned yet to honor them. And so a lot of people who are gifted go through sometimes unnecessary stuff because of rebellion and hardship. I tell people all the time, amen, and this for somebody who's listening, amen, because God is about to take me another way, but it's for your good, amen. I tell people all the time, they pray and they want to be great prophets. They want to be as Elisha. But don't forget Elisha followed Elijah, okay? Don't forget Elisha didn't mind pouring water on Elijah's feet, on his hands. Didn't mind. Yeah, there was other sons of the prophet, but it was Elisha who served Elijah. And a lot of times, and let me say this, Elisha was gifted at the time, but it was some things that he had to learn first. It was some things that he had to master. He had to master his emotions, number one, okay? He had to master his emotions. He had to master. He had to learn. He had to be taught some things from Elijah. His whole mindset had to change. Amen? He couldn't be intimidated by the other sons of the prophets. There was other people. He had to learn how to work with other people, but still know that, yeah, it's other gifted people around me, but I'm the one who God chose to be with this man of God, and I'm not going to try to usurp his authority, but I'm going to serve him because I know one day it's going to be my time. And that's what's missing out of the body of Christ. You got too many people who God has shown you what your gift is, but instead of staying in the place that you're supposed to stay for the mantle to drop on you for you to get it, you're trying to usurp the person that God has put before you, authority, and trying to climb over top of that person. And you, Jesus, I don't know why I'm going here. God, I tell you, I'm just being obedient to the Holy Spirit right now. I hope somebody catch this. Somebody's going to replay this. Somebody's for somebody who's listening. Somebody's going to replay this. I want you to know this. That when it's your time, it ain't going to be a thing whereas you usurp somebody's authority. It ain't going to be a thing where you have to act unintegral. It ain't going to be a thing where you have to downgrade your leader or you try to usurp your leader's authority. It's going to be a peaceful transition. When it was Elisha's turn, guess what happened? The mantle dropped where it was supposed to drop at. Because guess what? And I think somebody talked about it. It was, thank you, Elder. Thank you, Lady Hembricks. Elisha waited. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lady Hembricks. You talked about that. He waited for his turn. And a lot of times people are so anxious to get something, and they ain't ready yet. Because, see, the thing is, you can get the platform, but if you don't have no integrity, you're not going to keep it. And that's what we're seeing in these ages. People with the gift, but they ain't got no integrity. And all their name is all over Facebook stuff. They people committed suicide because they couldn't handle it. Because guess what? They allowed the gift to carry them instead of their integrity. So what God does in a prophet, in a man or woman of God, he builds their character first, okay? And that's why he allows us to go through so much, because he has to build your character. He has to build your integrity. Yeah, you got the gift. Yeah, he gave you the dream. But the thing about it is, for you to able to handle the dream, and able for you to handle the gift, you got to have integrity. Because guess what? The gift can keep you. It's the integrity and the character and the fruit of the Spirit that's going to keep you. If you ain't got the fruit of the Spirit, if you ain't got no integrity, if you ain't got no character, it ain't God even speaking through you. It's a spirit of divination. It's a seducing spirit. So you be careful. Amen. And so, not to put anybody down, and I don't know why I went that way, but I want people to know that, yes, God gave you a dream, but you got to be careful, okay? All right. Anybody else, Kevin?
Yeah, back to you, Dr. Henderson. What a great word tonight. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. So, come to tell somebody on tonight that not only do I have a dream, but you have a dream too. And the moral of the story, that it's a process. Ooh, Jesus. Somebody get it. It's a process. But after the process, ooh, Jesus, after it's all over and done with, it's going to be your time. In 2018, for most of you on this line on tonight, it's your time. It's your season. It's your destiny. It's the purpose that's going to be fulfilled. The promise and the destiny and the purpose will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. 347-843-4559. I'm about to leave, but I'm going to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive, and you forgive fast. Don't harbor it. Don't be bitter, thinking God going to give you something, thinking God going to use you, but you bitter, and you got unforgiveness in your heart and hatred. My God. And always believe the word of God. God bless you, and good night.
ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you for joining us straight to the point. Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And yes, I have a dream too, and so do you. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to always know that Jesus is Lord. You take care now and have a great rest of the day, evening, morning, noon, or night, and a great rest of the week as well. Bye-bye.